When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It is Friday, August 16th. Gigantic Pop, I'm here with the. I'm sorry, you guys are going to have to bear with me today. I got the COVID. I'm trying to get through it. But I'm here with Matt Morgan. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. Why don't we let me drive sometimes? Why not?
I'll let you do most of the talking tonight for sure. How are you doing?
Not much better than you. Why I don't have COVID? I stupidly went to Subway earlier today, and I texted my PCP doctor, and I said, "Hey, dude, I'm have diarrhea like a mother Fletcher, and I'm throwing up an hour later. Is that possible to get food poisoning that quickly?" He's like, "Of course it is." And I'm like, yeah. "Subway."
Jeez. Well, I hope you feel better soon. Thanks
I'll
for
be fine.
Getting through it.
Subway. I'll be fine.
I'm getting an echo here. Shoot, hold on. Sorry, one second.
Take your time.
Okay. So, first of all, Afa passed away. Wrestling legend. Just came out today. His family, he had been some bad health, so obviously our thoughts and prayers are with Afa.
So let me just start off on that note, because I didn't text you on this, but I'd say about 18 different folks texted me that about his passing, and people tagged me on it, because Afa was someone that actually came to my city. And so once I got elected, I was trying to raise funds for different organizations and nonprofits. And this dude, Afa, like one of the biggest legends in our business, especially forget tag team wrestling, as we see now with the Bloodline, somebody who go down in history as one of the most influential wrestlers of all flipping time, obviously, him and Zika, said, "Hey, how can I help you now that you're elected official? I see all the different nonprofits you're trying to do here and help. How can we help and bring wrestling to your community here in Longwood?" I'm like, what? As a wrestler myself at the time, still like that might have been a retirement, but I'm like the wrestler in my head is going, holy shit, this is incredible. This guy wants to give back to a city he's not even like really close to. And it shows what kind of man he was, and I'll argue is. And we ended up my very first professional wrestling nonprofit fundraiser event for where I live in Longwood, our Longwood Babe Ruth Boys and Girls Softball and Baseball Leagues. And I came out of retirement. I come out of retirement all the time with only doing it for nonprofit organizations. It's something that's going to raise money for where we're at here in the city of Longwood and the city I'm an elected official in, obviously. Excuse me. And today's passing really caught me off guard. In retrospect, it probably shouldn't have, because he and Sika both were a lifetime tag team, right? Tag team for life. And when Sika passed, it was tough. But when Afa passed, like I've got like tons of experiences of working in front of him and him telling me I need to get better or telling me that I got to work like a big man and things of the like when I was with WWE at the time. And the fact that once I retired, had a son that was nonverbal autistic, and doing the various things I do in my community to help fundraise for nonprofits, and this guy came back to me. He came to me, not me to him. Like 20 years later, and said, "Hey, I see what you're doing in Longwood. How can we help with wrestling?" Flabbergasted, shocked, and super impressed isn't the right word. Honored. Honored is the right word. And I just, man, I'll never forget that. This was back, I just got elected back in the day. This was 2017. I would say it was 2018 when this happened. And we ended up raising a bunch of money for that Longwood Babe Ruth Boys and Girls Softball League that really needed at the time. And helped put in the very first girls softball batting cage in our city's history, thanks to his help. So I will always love him for a litany of different reasons, besides the one that many of us remember being terrified of him in Sika, those of us that are 80s babies. As a tag team, we were terrified of them. I know I was. And then once I became a WWE wrestler myself and studying tape, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This was a major tag team that helped put over what we saw eventually become the very first African-American tag team champions in WWF history at the time. And so, man, Rocky Johnson and Mr. USA himself, Tony Atlas, amongst many others. And a very trusted confidant in Vince McMahon Sr. and Vince McMahon Jr. at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, Afa, obviously, Isika recently passed away, Roman Reigns' father. Afa, obviously, the uncle of Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns tweeted, a rare tweet from Reigns. He tweeted tonight or earlier today, "Our family has suffered another great loss with the passing of my uncle, a WWE Hall of Famer, Afa Anoa'i. We thank everyone for their support and are comforted by the fact that he now rests in peace. Afa and my father were loving brothers, the greatest tag team of their generation, and now they're reunited together in heaven. Rest in power, Wild Samoans."
Yeah, man. He hit the nail on the head, obviously, and he's part of that family. I'm not, right?
Yeah.
I just know what he meant to many. Like, if he did that for me in my community, how many other communities did he do the same thing for? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Man. This sucks. I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's been a couple weeks since we've talked and a lot has happened. It's been,
I know,
it's been a really busy couple of weeks. I think, we'll start off with Rey Fénix and Pentagon are rumored to be WWE bound, heading there soon. There is always the chance that AEW tacks on some extra time for Rey Fénix being out of action. They could tack on an extra year. Right. They have that right. I don't think they've done it yet with anyone. So I personally would be kind of surprised, especially now when morale, you know, it's better than it's been, but it's still not great. The attendance has been really bad. I mean, really taking a downturn. Ratings are down. It just seems like it would be a bad move to kind of hold him to that when he got injured wrestling.
We would think it would be, but at the same time, it's WWE did this to Rey Mysterio, right?
Yeah.
They've done this to many other talents. Yep. And it's a business move. So let's pretend AEW just decided to do it. You can't get pissy with them because WWE's done it in WWF before that for many, many decades beforehand. But with that said, huge props to his brother for trying to babyface the crap out of the situation to get his brother out of the scenario. So I give his brother props for that, mega. But right? But at the same time, Tony's better than that. He's bigger than that, I hope. And so for everybody that craps on Tony Khan, I do think he's bigger and better than that. And he's a part of our future of the way this business will start to go if it's not already started. Of doing the right thing for the talent, right? I know, like, if I own a business, would I be more concerned with what's right for the talent versus what's right for me, the owner, who put millions and billions of dollars into something? Mm-hmm. Maybe not. But I think Tony Khan is that kind of guy. I do. And I think he will do the right thing, which is, hey, look, if they don't want to be here anymore, hey, guys, no disrespect. Love what you've done for us. But then, hey, there's the door. You're free to leave. And we're not going to hold you up from it. I do think Tony Khan will live up to that. And I want to point out, more importantly, Raj, that's a big deal. Because Vince McMahon would not have done the same thing. I'm sorry. He would not have. And people are like, oh, yeah, Vince is great. And he would never do that. No, Vince was a dick and an asshole for not doing the same thing. Let's be clear about the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Vince, I think the one thing, you know, you can criticize Tony Khan for some of his booking and maybe the creative decisions he's made and things like that. But as a boss, as far as being a nice guy, you're not going to see many people say that he's an asshole.
Nobody says it. Nobody. Literally, yeah. Raj, nobody says it. All my boys work there. Like, this guy is Dixie Carter on steroids, Matt. If you love Dixie, you would love Tony. That's what I verbatim, the quote I've been told.
Yeah. Tony Khan did make some comments saying he thinks he can't say for sure, but he thinks WWE is still contract tampering. I'm not sure if this is referring to Penta and Phoenix, but he said, I don't think that the contract tampering has stopped. It's still happening. I will reserve all rights when it comes to that, but I don't think it stopped. I'll leave it at that.
So to be fair to him, again, he's a businessman. This is his money or his dad's money, whomever's money. But he's the face, right, as far as the ownership of this company goes. And he doesn't want to look like a mark just getting walked over. So, again, I know people are probably flabbergasted I'm defending Tony here. But he should say, he should put out that type of statement. So talents after this don't think it's cool just to text back with WWE, hits them up and say, hey, where's your contract up? We want to sign you or whatever that text or, conversation looks like. He should be doing that. It's a responsible business owner.
Yeah. Burner account saying maybe Tony needs to be an asshole. LOL. And,
but why? No, hang on. But why? Why is that to be an asshole? No disrespect to those two talents, but Tony was not featuring them the way they should be featured, one could argue.
Yeah. I think they're just kidding. And Ricky Zaldivar saying, hey, Roger, Matt. Hey, Ricky. Good to see you again.
You cut me off for that?
No. This was the one I was trying to get, but I clicked. Yeah, no. I'm on the COVID,
hi, buddy.
Man.
Hi, Ricky. Sorry.
Yeah. Ashton Chevalier says about Tony Khan, he's an asshole online.
Hang on. So does Ashton Chevalier? Why is that your name, first and foremost? Just make an easier name to say. Do you think he's saying that because Tony should be a dick in real life? Is that what he means?
No, he's saying like on his tweets and stuff, Tony can be a prick. Sending out the bald asshole stuff with Triple H and Sean.
That was a while ago. I get you.
But. But in real life, he's a really nice guy.
Beyond too nice.
So he tweeted the other day, tweeted that some big announcements are coming, and then it was just revealed. Hold on one second. Let me find the tweet. He said, big announcements are imminent for AEW. It's a very exciting time in AEW for many reasons. We're days away. This is something else. This was his comments to TV Insider. But he said, we'll have big news that could come at any time. And some of that came out. It came out that AEW All In will be moving from Wembley next year, and it will take place in Texas at a stadium, moving from August to July. It'll be on Saturday, July the 12th at the Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, which is an outdoor stadium, a baseball stadium. It's the home of the Texas Rangers. The capacity is like 40,000 people. With wrestling, they could probably hold more, but at the same time, we do have a bigger stage. And AEW isn't exactly hot right now. But still, a huge move. Their first major stadium pay-per-view in North America, in the United States. They did do Arthur Ashe, but that's, a 20-something thousand seat arena. This is a baseball stadium. So
Could I tell you what's a good move? Because you're never going to ever, it's not no disrespect to them. It's actually respect them when I say this comment. Bro, they went to Wembley and set the record they set. And I love MJF's recent interviews, putting himself over as a main event versus Adam Cole in the largest professional wrestling gate of all time. I love that he puts that over that way, by the way, and he very well should. But like it, we saw the drop. I didn't want to say the word drop because I was like, hey, AEW sucks. They're not good and blah, blah, blah. They dropped this year. To drop what they've dropped to this year with current pre-sales, guys, it's not really much of a drop if you're looking at the real world of pro wrestling with ticket sales. Like, they've done good here. But they can't keep that number up, obviously. They hit a place that had not been hit ever since, what, 1992, right? What year was it when WWF went there?
Yeah, that's correct.
Bret Hart and Davey Boy?
Yep. And okay, Warrior so and Savage. That's
like, like, no disrespect to AEW, but millenniums ago, right? Like forever ago. So, and they took advantage of that intelligently. Can I ask just an honest question to you, Raj? How the fuck did WWE not know that and take advantage of that themselves?
Well, now WWE, when they do overseas tours and these overseas events, they're waiting for the city to pay them. So London, so when they did that clash, you know, Clash at the Castle, Clash at the Castle in Cardiff, it was because Cardiff was paying them a ton of money to go there, whereas London wasn't offering them that money. And now London, you know, the Mayor Khan in London is, like he's really interested getting WWE.
But no offense, this is what happens when you let your guard down or whatever you want to call it, and you don't get that whatever pay-per-view or what they call it now, premium live event.
PLEs, yeah.
PLE there, like an AEW beat it to the punch. So, like, again, I'm not trying to like shake the pom poms for AEW, but like that was a good move by Tony and company. And they need to give their prop, they need to be given their props for that.
And this year, so it wasn't the biggest crowd, you know, with the turnstiles that they had, it was like 72,000. WrestleMania 32 did over 80. And it wasn't the biggest gate, obviously. Lots of WWE shows have done a bigger gate. But for a secondary promotion to do that event is huge.
Bro.
And even this year, you know.
Raj, really quick.
Yeah.
History books right now, pro wrestling.
Yeah.
The biggest show ever, turnstiles, ticket sales, whatever the hell you want to call it. Who has it?
Turnstiles is WWE. Ticket sales, we don't know what WrestleMania 32 actual ticket sales are.
You're making me say this, and it's pissing me off because I don't want to be the one doing this and dying on this hill. Wait, it's not AEW with
not
that
for
event? It's not?
No, for tickets distributed, it's disputed. But right now, WWE, you know, WrestleMania 3, they claim 93,000, but they haven't ever done an official number. Meltzer always said 78,000, but anyone looking at that crowd can see that it's more than 78,000. I mean, it was, you know, WrestleMania 3 filled with the wrestlers.
Raj, did the average J. Bro know what 83,000 look like? I will argue they don't.
Well, knowing that Pontiac Silverdome for football can hold almost 100,000. And that, you know, that
was jam-packed. I'll never forget it. Yeah. It was sea to shining, not sea, but person.
Yeah,
it was.
And WWE, and their problem is that they do exaggerate their numbers. They do inflate it, so you never know what the real number is. WrestleNomics did this thing about WrestleMania 3 where they believe that the actual attendance was still like 85,000, a lot more than what Meltzer is saying.
Oh, really?
But yeah.
Okay.
But not quite the WWE number. And the WWE number is what it is. But this year's All In, looking like they might hit 50 or be in that 50-ish range.
I saw that, which is a great number. So they should be proud of that number, Raj.
Yeah. But as far as tickets sold, it'll be down about 40% from the last one. But still, it's a really good crowd, 50,000 people for the number two promotion.
Okay, but that's the problem with AEW. It's like many times they're going to be the first time appearance this company has come to your city, and especially Wembley.
Right.
And they can benefit from that. That's why I was very shocked that WWE did not try to figure out something when they saw Wembley coming on the deck for AEW and not try to say, oh, hold up here. We see what's happening. We need to get in front of this now because unless I'm wrong, if there is like the World Book of Records of wrestling attendance, are we sure AEW is not number one with that crowd at Wembley, Raj?
With attendance?
Yeah.
No, definitely not.
100%?
Again, 100%.
So then all their talents like So all their talents like MJF, who I should know better, he's always in gimmick. But like, they swear on that. That's the biggest audience in wrestling history. It's not.
It's the most tickets sold, even though that is disputed. But as far as we know, as far as official numbers, that is the most tickets sold. So they have the most tickets sold, but a lot of those people didn't show up. It was 81,000 sold. It was 81 and change. But the actual number in the building, like through the turnstiles, was 72,000. And for WrestleMania 32, through the turnstiles, was 80, 81 and change, I think.
Oh, wow.
So WrestleMania 32 has it by a bit.
So let me ask you a dumb question, because I'm dumb. Mm-hmm. Does that mean Tony Khan and his dad bought a shit ton of tickets?
It could be, you know, brokers bought them and weren't able to unload them. People just not showing up.
Okay.
It is a lot of people not showing up, but you know, corporations buying it for their clients and they're not going. Things like
I didn't know that. That stat you just gave me, that number, I had no idea about that. Honestly, I really didn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
But still, I mean, SummerSlam has done stadiums where they're doing like 45,000, 50,000. So, you know, it's not true. It's not a bad number. It's still good.
No, it's down a lot.
They shouldn't do it again next year. So it's a smart move to move it.
I had just watched an MJF interview right before we did this.
Yeah.
Claiming that they did the biggest, you know, pay-per-view of all time as far as ticket sales went.
Yeah. So ticket sales. Yes. That is possible.
So. Got it. God, this is so weird.
But I know it is arguing semantics at some point, but it is what it is.
Yes,
but
sir.
Anyway. Yeah, so it's you see how much they've dropped. Arthur Ashe, they did 21,000 the first time. Next time was, you know, 10,000 something. This next one that's coming up, they had like 3,500 sold or something. I mean, it was a really bad number.
For Arthur Ashe Stadium?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised at that. What's their main event?
They haven't announced it. It's just a Dynamite. Okay. But even the last couple ones, you know, they didn't announce the main event. But yeah, it's really... really bad. The Dynamite after All In right now only had 1,000 tickets distributed. That's outside of Chicago, Champaign, Illinois. WWE, when they were there last time, did like 4,500 in that arena. So really, really bad number for outside of Chicago coming off of All In. Hopefully that picks up.
Well, maybe don't. I was scared for my life. This guy threatened my life. You could have sold it out, which... Tony, you dumbass. Stop listening to your marks and your company, dummy.
Speaking of which, Lady B with the $10 super chat. Thank you, Lady B. And I think you just answered this, but I'm a new reviewer and have loved your perspectives. It's been nearly 6 months since AEW aired the All In Punk footage. Looking back at it now, was it worth it? Did it work? Was it a success?
Fuck no. Bleep me out, Rye, so I don't get YouTube fees or whatever. Hell to the no. No. It was a horrible move. I will argue this is the worst move in AEW's short history, 5 years, whatever the hell they've been around.
Yeah.
Dumb move. People worry about their feelings. Could this guy get along in the locker room with the rest of our talents? Talk shit! We're paying them millions of dollars, millions, plural, by the way, to produce ratings for this show to help me, Tony Khan, and my dad, make more money that we invested in every single one of these talents. But no. Instead, Tony allowed the junior varsity level of his company get in his ear and say, this guy is mean. He punched me in the face. And meh, meh, meh. And now he's gone. And guess what he's doing? He's drawing major, not just major, major, capital M-A-J-O-R, ratings for the competitor, which was millions ago thought would never happen again. This guy will never come back to WWE. And you buffoons sent him back there with a care package to boot. You freaking idiots.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That'll go viral, Rob, by the way, Raj.
I know, I gotta remember that one. Oh boy. Peter Cowery saying it made Jack Perry a star. Wow. And explained why he is aligned with the Bucks.
Peter, so
that episode did a 0.30 18 to 49 rating, second best rating they've done this year, and since then they've been doing their lowest ratings of all time for the show. Their quarter,
Peter,
their monthly ratings have been the lowest for Dynamite. All right, stop. Go ahead.
Peter, you're way better than this. You cannot be this. Come on. He got punked, literally and figuratively. He got punked on camera. It wasn't big of a shenanigans. It wasn't that much of like a physical altercation, right? I think everybody agrees to that. But at the end of the day, that was the footage that made Tony Khan, quote unquote, say, I was scared for my life, and go along with the rest of the others that were jealous of Punk, jealous of the, which is dumber than dirt when you really think about it. If you're an EVP, you should want to pimp this guy to the fullest, because every dollar that cat makes, if you're an EVP, you're making. But because they couldn't get past maturity issues and being jealous with their own egos, they allowed it to happen. And now he's in their competitor's company. So, no, Jack is not a bigger star now, not even remotely close to a bigger star. That did nothing for him except tell me, as a former pro wrestler, that guy would get his ass whipped in a real fight in real life. So after when I see that, I can't unsee that.
I agree. I think it was a huge mistake. I'm almost everyone was calling it going into it. And afterwards, it's just even more so. It's one thing if the footage showed Punk being just crazy, right? Like just out of the norm, ballistic.
Okay, let's say he was. If Jack doesn't punch him square in the mouth and knock him out, yeah, in that setting that they're going to risk showing, how does it help him? How does it help him? Oh, this guy CM Punk, who's no longer with our company anymore, was a real jerk to him. I don't care to hear that. What does that do for Jack? Jack is one of the best babyface. I'll put him in the same category. You think I'm crazy, Raj, with Sami Zayn and WWE is one of my favorite in today's business wrestlers that know how to fight from underneath. You buffoons figured out how to make Jack Perry a heel. That's like making Jeff Hardy a heel. It's dumb. You don't do it. You stick to what got you to the dance. You don't make Jeff Hardy a heel, number one. You and no companies have tried. Vince, TNA. And other companies like we see today with AEW trying to make Jack a freaking heel. It doesn't work. It worked for a couple weeks there. Maybe. But that's not his payoff. His payoff in this business, if anybody's a worker that watch how this guy's work, he's an amazing babyface that fights from underneath and does a great job of staying alive and making a huge comeback when it's time. And they blew it. Dumb idea. I would never have signed off on it if that was my company.
Yes, you are crazy, Matt, but outside of that, I agree with most of the rest. I don't put Jack Perry as babyface on the same level as Sami Zayn, but.
Really? No. Let me be clear. Hang on. I'll take that. So I'm talking about in the middle. Listen to me, in the middle of the match. Mm-hmm. Go back and watch Jack's matches. of how he takes an ass whipping but does not stop. He's constantly physically moving in the ring, grabbing a rope, doing the things he has to do to try to stand back up. That's an untaught art in today's business, because nobody sells in today's business, in case you can't tell, especially in AEW. And he was one of the few that understood how to get his ass whipped in the middle of the heat of the match, but not give up and die like Sammy, and give a couple of strikes to the stomach or the face and then get cut back off again. Things that I, as a worker, can watch, I'm like, wow, this, and respect for that matter. He's not a heel. This was a terrible move booking him as heel.
T Smitty with the $5 super chat. Thank you, T Smitty, 3000 as always. It's smart for AEW to move all into Texas. I agree. They also need to move their other pay-per-views to different cities. Pay-per-views in the exact same town hurts that market. We're seeing that over and over now.
Yeah, you know. T Smitty's not wrong.
Yeah. And I mean, this this Texas, you know, the capacity is 40,000. Even if they get 30,000, you know, you got to think that's a really good number.
I would take it. Yeah, I'd love it.
And so, speaking of stadiums, they're also looking at doing a stadium show in Australia. Sydney's Alliance Stadium, Melbourne's Marvel Stadium, and Brisbane's Suncorp Stadium.
They're also, why are we not talking about them coming into actual Japan, though?
Well, hasn't been announced yet, right?
That would be a very big deal coming to Tokyo Dome.
It would, but...
Dave Meltzer, oh my God, talk about hard on for years to come.
Yeah, I don't want to crap on Dave. He's getting a lot of crap this today. Oh, I'm sorry, today.
I didn't mean to crap on Dave.
No, he's just getting a lot of crap today because he had tweeted out that Afa passed away yesterday before he did. And then issued a correction without apologizing. He just said, correction, Afa is still alive. You know, kind of
wanted to say something, though. And I'm not trying to defend Dave on this comment. Mm-hmm. Very close personal friends and maybe his daughter. Another family member texted me yesterday it was happening. That doesn't mean he passed yesterday, technically. But those very close to the family thought between yesterday and today it would be happening.
Yeah.
But that's a dumb thing to get mad over Dave over, though.
Well, as a journalist, you don't report someone passed away until they do.
No, I get it. I know. But, like, he takes enough heat over dumb shit. Like, if I'm getting that text from maybe or maybe not his own daughter telling me to get ready because it's going to be happening yesterday, I don't know.
You don't go to Twitter and tweet it out.
Okay, so maybe I definitely didn't do that. Yes, you're correct. Okay, I'm sorry. You're right.
All right. So yeah, Australia, another stadium show, and you know, I don't know what the backstage is, if they're getting money, because apparently some partners want to bring them in as well. So they're getting paid for these shows. Even if they don't draw well, if they're able to make a ton of money, because these shows are expensive. You got to fly your whole crew. You got to fly all the talent. It's not a cheap endeavor. But if they're getting paid, and WWE, we've seen, you know, they did the Elimination Chamber in Australia earlier this year. They did a pay-per-view a couple of years ago. Both of those were huge successes. So if they're able to get the backing, the financial backing, you know, who knows? It could be a good move. Even if they don't get a big crowd.
Listen to me. I hope so. We need them around. I know everybody gets mad at me. Like, oh, man, you're an AEW hater. I'm like, shut the freak up. No, I'm not. If I was still in the business, that I'd kill for an AEW to be around so I could absolutely financially rape them for money and do what I do. But it's important. I make jest of it there, but like, I really mean that. It's great to have not just an alternative, but an alternative that can pay better than the major league, which is WWE at times, no matter the depend on the talent that we're talking about.
Yeah. And the one Tony Khan announcement that hasn't been made, and we'll get to the Peter Bahi super chat since it's related, $5 super chat. It's a big amount announcement. Isn't a new TV deal. Will you stop trusting Tony Khan and his big announcement?
Tony, can I cut the question off? Tony, I done stopped trusting that ish. God, like eight major AEW announcements ago, because that's when I stopped trusting it. But at the same time, I'd be lying to you if I said I don't pay attention and hope for the best with these big announcements, right? So what he's about to announce is going to, if you're making the premise that it's not going to be a contract with a network and it's something else, okay, so be it. He got our attention, mm-hmm. and then he promoted whatever that something was. I just wish he would pass the baton to a talent to do this for him so he does not look like the Emperor constantly with no clothes. I'm begging him to do it.
Yeah. And you've got to think it's got to be coming soon because we're getting we're closer to September than we were at the beginning of the month. And their deal is up in December. And WBD is going through all sorts of problems. Now, I do think they are going to get a deal with WBD.
They will. They will.
Yeah. But it's been taking a long time.
So can I give you my opinion? It's going to be the same deal, if not less.
Well,
as crazy as that may sound. And I think they know that's what's happening, and they're asking TBD to like chill. Let us please make the announcement because we have a few months here to fabricate on why this is the best thing ever for our company. And it was known from day one they were going to resign them, in my humble opinion, Raj. So
yeah,
I think they're just trying to figure out how to deliver that message or that quote unquote fatal blow. Not fatal, it's a wrong word. The blow that, hey, they're giving us the same deal we've had for the last, you know, X amount of years. It's not some like huge deal that's given us two times the deal we had previously. And they're trying to craft how they're going to make that statement when they want to make that statement. That's my opinion, honestly.
Well, he did. He has been saying it'll be a significant increase. Now, whether that means
no, did he say that recently? Hang on. Did he say it recently, Raj? No.
Yeah. Just.
I thought he said this like 2 months ago.
Hold on. Now, just recently on Twitter,
he said something. I want to be correct.
Yeah. Same here. If someone has a link to that or where he made that comment, but just recently he talked about getting a significant increase.
It won't be, brother, it will not be significant. It'll be for a little bit. It'll be like 10, 15, 20, maybe 25% at the most increase.
And I also think I could see, you know, WBD is in dire straits and they're starting True TV is going to become TNT Sports for prime time. So at prime time, they're going to need sports programming.
Rewind. Yeah. Say that one more time.
So TNT, I mean, True TV, which really does nothing.
It's a jobber. That was a jobber channel.
It's a jobber channel. They're going to become TNT Sports. So you still have TNT. And then they're going to have TNT Sports also on True TV in primetime. So they're going to need more programming for TNT Sports.
Nobody watched that. And said, the only people I know, my wife probably is one of them, that would watch in the middle of the afternoon that channel to watch like court cases of like people that did terrible things to other human beings. Right. Like nobody watches that shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope I'm wrong. I pray I'm wrong because the business needs me to be wrong on that.
Yeah. And I could almost see them getting ROH on that station because True TV, like you said, is a jobber channel.
It is
with these channel. With these sports, they're not going to be bringing in the NFL or the NBA because they're all tied up with other contracts. And they're not, you know, they're not going to move the NHL to this new TNT Sports when they're on TNT proper, which is a much higher rater station. So they're going to, you know, be getting, you know, secondary programming. And so 100%. Pro wrestling. I could see AEW getting more programming out of this and that causing the rights to go even farther up. So
I agree.
Sloppy Joe bringing up that it's basically like when Versus became NBC Sports, it didn't make a difference. That's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah. I like the sandwich in the picture.
And Cleveland Rock saying, Sean Rossap said they should be able to turn a profit from the new deal. So how good of a deal is it? I mean, if they're able to turn a profit, I think they would be. That's all indications is that this deal is what's going to finally make them profitable. That'll be huge.
It would be huge.
A company losing money.
But again, financial gain is now they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? Well, financial gains in the beholder, the cat that's holding the cash. So if you're rich enough to give your kid all this money, okay, and say, hey, yeah, get out of here and go have fun with, oh, you like wrestling? Okay, here's billions of dollars to go figure it out. Go have fun. I see a lot of people making the reports that like his dad eventually is gonna be like, no, screw this, we're not making a profit. I disagree. I think that his dad gave him the money he gave him to learn how to be a leader and an organizer to try to be semi-successful for sure. But at the same time, it's his kid's project, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know about you, Raj, but if I was about to give my kid money to go have fun with a project, I'm not expecting a return on that investment. I'm just not. I'm expecting my kid to learn from it in the perfect world and most importantly, have fun with it.
Yeah. But it looks like not only will he have fun, will he had fun with it, but they are going to make a profit. And that is, and so I have this question to you. So a couple of weeks ago, I tweeted this out. Like, I personally believe, expect them to re-sign with WBD and become profitable. Yeah, and then my question was, and then what then? And a lot of people got what I meant. Others just lost their minds. Like, oh, you're moving the goalposts. I'm like, no. The fact that they're becoming profitable is a huge deal for the company. It's gigantic. Huge.
Yes.
Becoming profitable, it's huge. Enormous. Not many wrestling companies can say that they've gotten to that point. My point is, we're seeing the attendance now. It's getting down to the 1,500, 2,000 level for Dynamite, their A show. What can they do with this TV deal to turn around the popularity, to kind of get it back, gaining momentum, getting those numbers up, getting ratings up? Or is it, hey, we're profitable now. We are making enough off of TV. That doesn't matter. We can continue to slide, and as long as we're profitable. Like, I want to see them get that spark back and go up. I don't see what they'd get out of getting more money out of this TV deal that will change that direction, the popularity direction. The business direction, obviously, it's huge. But as far as the popularity, because they already can sign whoever they want. They get all these big free agents.
They do. Yeah.
And they're, you know, even behind the scenes, they've been able to hire, you know, whoever they want. So I don't see what changes they would make that could change, even with this new TV deal, even with more money, that would change the trajectory right now.
I think it's a major win. And then which way you want to slice it, instead of, I see why, I'm not trying to be a jerk to you. I'm a good friend to you, Raj. Mm-hmm. I see why people would say, why are you moving the goalposts? Because the initial reaction was doom and gloom that they're not going to get resigned. If you see in a lot of sites and a lot of fans' opinions that trying to hate on them, right? Mm-hmm. So they're just, you know, implementing that to your opinion by saying, hey, what's next? Which isn't fair to you because it's not what you're doing. You're not hating. You're just trying to say like, hey, look, your numbers are going down live with all your attendance numbers. What are you going to do to change this? I don't think they have to. I really don't. They got to remember, with these cable network shows, or I'm sorry, cable network channels, rather, they're looking for live television, live every single week, something new. Because normal sports doesn't give that to you. It gives it to you seasonally. It doesn't give it to you year-round, 52 weeks a year. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big deal. And I think that's what they're signing up for by giving them, if they're going to give them that increase and boost in their overall number that they re-signed them for. So, yeah. I do think eventually, I pray at least, that Tony starts paying attention to those live numbers and seeing that something's happening here. There's a downtrodden, and he needs to start paying attention to that and ask, well, why? And the problem is, here's my problem. Yeah, MJF back on TV. You have their big stars back on television right now and at these shows. And I'm praying, you know, my ultimate pray is with Tony Khan and AEW is that he just says, hey, look, I love this. I'm passionate. I've been wanting to do this since I was a six-year-old boy of fantasy booking shows and blah, blah, blah. But I get it. I need a booker. So I'm going to bring in this person to be my booker that will hear my ideas, hopefully. But at the same time, if it's a bad idea, they can help filter it and, or maybe better yet, make it better. Tony Khan desperately needs a flipping professional wrestling booker.
And again, that's something he could do now. My point. Are we gonna see anything that could help turn things around?
He could
from a popularity standpoint.
But it can't be one of these. I know, Matt, you're being an old head here, Matt, by saying, no, I'm not. It can't be one of these newer, quote-unquote, writers. It cannot be. Because these newer writers are fly by the seat of your pants. They're here today, they're gone tomorrow. They don't ever flipping last. We need Tony needs somebody that understands the absolute, what's the word I'm looking for? Common denominator of professional wrestling as far as the history goes of basic, just very, very basic. A squared plus B squared equals C squared type Pythagorean theorem type of booking, right? And produce it in today's professional wrestling. That is where, Tony, you add today's types of bookers or writers to maybe influence or maybe sprinkle their little magic dust on top of said booker's ideas to make it more current, more attractive in today's 2024 day and age. I think it's a combo of both. Add the Jim Cornette or and people say I'm being a mark for Jimmy because he helped me. I'm not. I'm just saying because Jimmy's always understood the very most common denominator of what works in professional wrestling, whether you like it or not. It's always worked for since the test of time. Okay? Good guy versus bad guy. It's very basic. But you sprinkle in today's writers with that to help maybe liven it up and bring it up to today's current status with professional wrestling, the fans, and what they want to see. WWE, look no further to what Hunter's doing in WWF. He's taking, if people are blind, and maybe Tony Khan is blind here and doesn't watch his competition. Look what's working right now. Look at Bronson Reed as a small, microscopic example. How do you get a big man heel over? Guess what? You have him deliver avalanche after avalanche after avalanche after avalanche. So simple. It takes no time to do whatsoever. And you just created yourself a monstrous heel. Okay. Little things like that. And how they brought in not Walter. Come on. What's Walter's new name?
Gunther.
Same thing. Slow and steady wins the race if you do it right. So again, you bring in the Cornette type of booker, but you bring in writers that can help, you know, liven up and sprinkle some, you know, dust on top of it to make it within today's society that they'll understand it. And again, look no further than WWF and what they're doing right now with all of their talents. I just give you one small example. Look at all of WWE's talents. They're all getting over, all of them.
They have done a great job. I will give it to WWE, especially on Raw. I feel like Raw has been way stronger in SmackDown since WrestleMania. Up until
which is SummerSlam. Nuts. Which yeah. is nuts when we think about it, right? Because 6 months ago, I'd say you're crazy for saying that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. With the way what they've done with Bronson Reed and the CM Punk Drew McIntyre feud, and it's been Liv Morgan, Dominic, like that whole storyline.
How about our boy Gable? Chad? He's getting super over Chad Gable.
Yeah.
Hang on. What's Chad's main foil right now? What's his name?
The big dude. Not Bo Dallas.
No. He was part of Chad Gable's crew.
Otis.
Otis is one of the most over baby faces in wrestling right now. If you listen to the arenas.
Yeah.
They did a masterful job with him too.
Yeah, and Dan ZG bringing up that AEW fumbled Wardlow so hard. I still don't agree. Understand.
100%
agree. I've got to think there's something behind the scenes because it makes no sense otherwise.
I don't care what's going on behind the scenes. When you're in the number two company, you get over it. You swallow your pride and go, I don't care what happened. Like, what's he doing? Is he drop kicking people backstage? What is he doing? I don't care what he's doing. It's about money. And that dude was money, and you all blew it multitudes of times.
Yeah.
Annoying.
One thing we've been talking about Fridays, you know, we apologize. We haven't been here the last couple of weeks. So we might be moving this show to Thursdays starting next week. Same time on Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. So keep your eye out on our Twitter at Gigantic Pop. We'll make it official here in the next few days. But Thursdays, I think it's easier for a lot of people. So, you know, you're not having to to a lot of people go out. You got SmackDown right after this. So yeah. So let us know your thoughts. Let us know your thoughts in the comments if Thursdays work better for you. And you know, we'll try to reply to all the comments. The last thing, Roman Reigns, his schedule, upcoming schedule. He was scheduled to be on SmackDown tonight. His uncle Afa just passed away. He was supposed to be on SmackDown tonight, and then the next one I see that he's scheduled for is September 13th. But they could always add him to more earlier on. Roman Reigns is in attraction territory. He shouldn't be. He doesn't need to be on the show every week. It's like when we were kids, Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan, you saw him once a month. It was a special deal. And he's kind of in that realm where he doesn't need to be on every week.
And if I can't speak, and I don't want to speak on behalf of the family, obviously, but I can speak on behalf of those family members that texted me and called me about Afa. Nothing's going on for him tonight, so there's nothing for Roman to miss in that regard, for what it's worth, the fans watching.
Yeah. Big Time Baxter bringing up. Yeah, there's a lot of chaos coming in these next few weeks. Maybe an AEW TV deal, hopefully. The Fox deal ends. SmackDown moves to USA. Raw will be on USA until the end of the year, so Raw and SmackDown will be on USA. NXT yeah. moves to CW here in September. So a lot going on. Let me see. Peter Bahi, if you could send it again. I thought we did get your super chat. So Roman Reigns on SmackDown, and we'll see where they go from there.
Yes! Jesus. I got you, Raj. Yes, I meant to read it.
Well, I should read these texts on air.
No, you should not. Stop.
So Thursday's Peter, if you could send that real quick. Otherwise, please take a minute to hit like, hit subscribe. My apologies for being a little bit off tonight, but I'm battling this COVID and it's been a pain in the butt. But we will be back maybe Thursday, maybe Friday. Let us know in the comments. Hit like, hit subscribe. Matt, any final words?
Yes, Thursday, because it's a better shot for me, Glenn, and Raj to be able to do it more times than not. And Glenn's a big part of our show, as Raj is and I am. And I came back to doing this so I can be with both of my boys and covering something I love to death. And the rest of y'all love to death watching this stuff. So please, like Raj said, subscribe. Share, leave comments in the comment section. If you don't like something, I don't care, bury us so I can comment and try to beat you up over it verbally. I'm joking, or own it verbally and say we can improve.
And the last chat here from Peter Bahi, I did miss it. Sorry about that, Peter. He's an old good friend of the show. TNA was on TNT. Don't you think they would draw better numbers than AEW? Wouldn't it be smarter to go cheaper for a company like MLW, NWA, or TNA? I think no way in hell, but. Matt apparently.
What? So. You better stop that.
No way. No.
I do think, you don't think TNA would do better numbers than AEW on TNT?
No way. No way. You better TNA today? Name their top five stars and look at who AEW has.
Don't talk over me. Say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. God, man. That's all I got to say. He's more over than every AEW talent as we speak. It's not even debatable at this point.
More than MJF.
Okay, I might like MJF better. Is he more over? Because with respect to MJF, he's not getting out to a grosser amount of fans than our boy is. He was on NXT. NXT is getting more people than AEW is.
Not right now. AEW still
in totality NXT. Since he started. You don't believe that?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. NXT beat it once, but AEW beats.
Is he? Once. You're trying to. I don't like you trying to cross my streams here. So, MJF is like my favorite wrestler in the planet. Yeah. So like you're making me go against that, which I don't like you for right now, Raj. But as talent goes and getting over, like I had an 8-year-old kid who I went to his class to do. He won this contest to meet me, and we have eat pizza together and a lunch together. He got to take pictures, sign an action figure for him. It was really cool. He's a special needs kid like my son, and me for that matter. And anyways, like just literally this past week, his mom texted me, and she said, hey, Colin's asking if, do you know Joe Hendry personally? I said, I don't know him personally, but just please tell him, quote unquote, I believe in. And like, she sent me a video of him going absolutely crazy over it. Like, yeah, like they're going bananas about it. That dude is super over more than I think than we know.
He is. And I think, yeah, I mean, we're seeing it in NXT, but AEW and TNA, they're different animals by far. And there's no way.
You've always been a TNA hater. I knew it, Raj.
No, never.
I knew like I should have thought twice before I did this podcast with you shitting on TNA. Like,
All right, you guys go in the comment section and let us know what you think. I know. But let us know what you think in the comment section.
Oh, no. Do not leave that generic. So, folks, go into the comment section and say TNA. 2007, 2008, Booker T, Kurt Angle, Ric Flair, Kevin Nash, Sting, who am I forgetting? Scott Steiner, all those legends, and what was supposed to be, and this is where Vince effed it up with our company, I might add, the up-and-coming me, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Bobby Roode, James Storm, and our so-called, and our quote-unquote X-Division, Motor City Machine Guns, Brutus Magnus, terrible name. To call them Nick Aldis from the get-go. And so many, like, I'm not joking, like, I'd say 50 other talents in that locker room that they butchered. But, again, the argument is, if that was on TNT doing our thing, you don't think we would smoke AEW today? I do.
That's a different animal, of course.
You can't change it. You said
TNA today.
You said TNA as a whole. I'm defending
TNA today. I'm telling you this. TNA today. If they moved to Wednesday nights on TNT, they would not be able to beat what Rampage does.
I can't answer this honestly, so I shouldn't give it an answer. I'm being a homer. I'll bet it.
All right, you guys let us know. Let me know if you think it would beat Rampage. If TNT was on primetime on Wednesday nights, would it beat Rampage? I don't think so. Not even close. But anyway, thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry we weren't here last week, and we will be back next week, either Thursday or Friday. Thank you and take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.